Hi everyone, this is David Irvine, Director of Choral Music. I pray that this finds you well and safe. I know we are all having to adjust to a new reality, staying in our homes, unable to be with our friends and extended families, and not being able to worship together. I'd like to suggest that maybe there are positive and important lessons to be learned and new habits to embrace. In particular, many of us are being forced to simply be still. Now, I don't normally do very well being still. For example, you'll never find me sitting by a lake and simply fishing. I would much rather be hiking through the mountains. I'd rather be the one doing the driving as opposed to sitting quietly in the passenger seat. And rather than sitting and enjoying a concert, I would much rather be on stage participating in the music making. Yet here we are, laying low in our homes and forced to adjust our routines and slow down. I am reminded of an anthem that the choir sang just this last January. The title of the anthem is Slow Down. The text of this anthem includes, slow down and hear Jesus. Slow down and hear his words, soft and clear. Slow down the noise that crowds out the Savior speaking. Slow down and hear his voice. Little did we know in January how appropriate these words would become just a few weeks later. The fact is that we have been taught this lesson before. In the 14th chapter of Exodus, we read, "The Lord will fight for you. You have only to keep still." In Psalm 37, we find these words, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." We all know the wisdom of the 23rd Psalm, which includes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul." We take comfort in this passage from Psalm 62. "For God alone, my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken." And Psalm 46 encourages us with, "Be still and know that I am God." Stillness offers us the opportunity to rejuvenate. Stillness offers us the opportunity to reassess our priorities. Stillness offers us the uninterrupted time to hear God's voice. Leonard Bernstein writes, and I quote, "Stillness is our most intense mode of action. It is in our moments of deep quiet that is born every idea, every emotion, and drive which we eventually will honor with action." Unquote. When we are still with God, we become small and God becomes big. We surrender our will and accept God's will. We are reminded that we are not alone, and we begin to put our trust in God. We can hear God's whispers, and peace will be found. We know better who God is, and rest is found. God is in control. Please know that all of you are in my prayers as we continue this journey together.